together to worship today, once again, we have this opportunity of coming together and being family together. Today is All Saints Sunday, where it's kind of like our Memorial Day, you might say, as a church. And what we do on All Saints Sunday is we remember. We remember those who have passed on this past year, the last time we gathered at All Saints Sunday. And most people are listed in the bulletin. During that time, after that, we'll be lighting candles over on the voted table over there as those names are read. And then I invite you, as you come up for communion, as you will have a communion at the altar railing today, I invite you, if you'd like to light a candle for someone that you specifically would like to remember, please feel free at that time to go over there, or any time. Sit there and serve. You might be distracted. You never know. Okay? All right. Let's prepare for worship with our confession and forgiveness. I'd like you to stand as you're able. We begin once again here at the baptismal font, for it's here we are reminded of who we are and to whom we belong. There is only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, whose love never quits, help us admit that we have been wrong. Give us the word that the world's not. Tell us again you believe in us so that we can love ourselves and each other like you do.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Invite us to take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection. Loving God, we confess that we have turned from your way to follow our own ways. Forgive us for the times we have spoken or acted too quickly. We have not spoken or acted at all. We have hurt those closest to us. We have hurt those we have yet to know. We have made ourselves more important than we really are. We have thought less of ourselves than we are. Forgive us, turn us around, and give us a fresh start, so that we can live again as your children. Amen. Here's the good news. Even when we have done wrong, God sees the good in us. Even when we have messed up, God gives us a fresh start. God's love never runs out, and God never tires of calling us to be his beloved children. Hear God say to you, your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We sing our gathered song, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Thank you. You are children of God.
We are children of God.
God has something to say.
And we are listening.
God hears our voices.
So we sing and pray.
Come, let us worship.
Come, let us worship.
We send people home.
Can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to Thee. To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things He has done. With His blood He has saved me, with His power He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to Thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. With His blood He has saved me, and with His power He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to Thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. His blood, He has saved me. And with His power, He has raised me. To God be the glory. Soli Deo Gloria. To God alone the glory for the things that He has done. Now, Leslie, come and tell us about some of the other things He's done.
Good morning. Our first reading is from Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts coming out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me. The visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all of this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the Holy One of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The word of the Lord. Our psalm today is Psalm 32. Please read responsively. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away. While I held my tongue, my bones withered away because of my groaning all day long. Then I acknowledged my sin to you. I did not conceal my guilt. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Our second reading is from Ephesians chapter 1. In Christ you have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of glory will give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe according to the working of His great power. God put His power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet and has made Him head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Would you stand?
don't need your bulletins. Sure. Get your hands free. Follow me.
Our Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel of Luke, the 6th chapter. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when I all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, Lord Christ. Baby, seated. Invite the kids to come up.
God will provide for you. burial, and in the end, you will get to go live with him in heaven. He tells us that. That is pretty fun stuff, isn't it? To know that no matter what is troubling you right then and there, that God will help you get through it. Jesus will be there for you, no matter what. That's pretty fun, isn't it? Do you like the idea of that? Do you like the idea that Jesus will come and help you no matter what? And he promises that we will get to go and meet with him in heaven when our time here on this planet is done. That's pretty horrible. Do you like the idea of that promise? That's a pretty good promise to have. I like that. So then we can carry that with us, that no matter what is happening, we can always remember that Jesus will be with us here while we're here, and we will get to go live with him when our time here is done. That is pretty special stuff. How many of you think that's a pretty good thing to carry with you every day? I think so. And it's on the fence. Yeah. I agree. Well, thank you for joining me this morning to talk about that. And so have a seat.
Would you please pray with me? Holy and gracious God, it is good as to be here. Here where we gather and we meet you in your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On this All Saints Sunday, our focus is on the people whom Jesus has gathered into the church, both past, the present, and also into the future. You know, we call ourselves the people of God. We just sang a song about the people of God, people of hope. We call ourselves people of God, or the family of God, or children of God. We call ourselves that. We also call ourselves both saints and sinners. There's a theological term that we as Lutherans like to throw around. I'm sure you've done it this week. Simul justus et peccator. You all did that this week. Didn't you say that? Simul justus et peccator. Did nobody use that term this week? Tuesday you did. Oh, Tuesday. Say it with me. Simul justus et peccator. What that means is, at the same time, both saint and sinner. Saint and sinner. I had a dog in my first parish, and his name was Simi. And that was short for Simul justus et peccator. He was a German Shepherd, Norwegian Elkhound blend. It was a beautiful dog, just a beautiful dog. But I used him as an example of describing Simul justus et peccator, both saint and sinner. Says he could be standing next to me, wagging his tail and looking up at me with his bright smile and happy to see me and peeing on my foot at the same time. Get it? Simul justus et peccator. Theologically speaking, we are all saints, people, as we have been saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Not by our works, but we're saved for good works. Now, many of us probably don't believe that we fit into the category of saint. And I probably am one of those people that oftentimes you don't think of being saints. You know, we think of people maybe who are all cleaned up, got their act together. These are the people who, when they hit their finger with a hammer, they smile and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Or when some idiotic driver cuts in front of them on the road, out of the saint's mouth are, "Bless you, my child." Saints never run short of money at the end of the month. They never lose their cool, and they are puzzled. Look on their face when the topic of stress comes up. As inspiring as this picture of sainthood is, it's not a very accurate portrayal of what makes us saints. For we are saints, disciples of Jesus Christ. We are people who are united by one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And not only are we saints, but I believe that most of us want to be notable saints. I came across that word, notable, in my preparation this last week. Notable saints. People who touch others and who have a positive impact on other people's lives. Notable saints. I'm talking about the everyday saints. The ones who support us in their prayers, call us up and ask us how we're doing, are willing to listen to our answers, and who lovingly gives us words of encouragement. One characteristic that I've noticed or recognized in the lives of notable saints is that they are people who desire to make an impact and leave a legacy. Make an impact and leave a legacy. They are people who are committed to being more than they thought they could be and all that God wants them to be. The gospel text for today gives us some characteristics about that. Jesus gets right to the point. Blessed are the poor, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now Luke appears to understand these words to mean that the poor, those in poverty, are in a better position than those who are affluent and wealthy. Exactly the opposite of what our world teaches. In part, this may be to the fact that wealth cultivates a spirit of independence. I can take care of myself. I really don't need God. Most of us do not intentionally seek poverty. So our challenge is how to not allow money and those things take control of our lives, but to really nurture an attitude of good stewardship. And there are several things that we can do to grow our stewardship. We can remind ourselves and celebrate that all there is a gift from God. All that we have is a gift from God. We can make decisions on how we live, refusing to buy those biggest things, those biggest toys. You know, I've found as an adult, there are plenty of adult toys. They just get bigger and more expensive. Anybody here recognize that? We can share our blessings with those who are in need and invest part of our blessings in ministries that reach people with the gospel of Jesus. That we can reach people with our very beings, being that face of Jesus, so that lives are changed. And if others' lives are changed, our lives are changed too. Saints who make an impact on others tend to be generous people, who allow themselves to have only a light hold on money and things. Jesus continues his teaching by telling his disciples that those who are hungry are blessed, also because they will be satisfied. Now again, Luke takes Jesus' words quite literally and stresses God's oneness with those who hunger, rather than see hunger as God's judgment upon an unrighteous people. People who deserve it, you know. Not many of us are willing to go hungry for Jesus, though some of us probably could use a little bit. Less calories, I suppose. But I think here, the real message, the real need, is to develop a hunger for those things, those good blessings that God offers us. I think it invites us to develop an appetite for things that include a longing to be close to God. I remember a song. You remember a song? It's an old musical, Godspell. Anybody remember that, the musical? There's a song in there. Or if you've listened to Sister Act. How many have seen Sister Act? One of the songs that Whoopi Goldberg, what's her sister name? Sister Mary Clarence. Thank you. See, she teaches them day by day, a song from Godspell. Day by day, day by day, O sweet Lord, three things I pray: to see Thee more clearly, love Thee more dearly, follow me Thee more dearly, day by day. Huh? No, she didn't teach them that. She taught them, oh, happy day. Why didn't somebody correct me? You just let me go on and create a falsehood. But that's okay, day by day. But that's the kind of thing that Jesus is inviting us to hunger for. Hunger for. To see more clearly, love more dearly, and follow more nearly, day by day. Perhaps it's an appetite for God's Word, and that God may speak words of life to us. A desire for righteousness, a life that's worthy of the Lord and pleasing to the Lord. An appetite that includes a hunger to share that good news to those around us by words and by actions, by caring for one another. Saints that make an impact on other people tend to be people who have hungered and feasted on the good things that God has offered them. Now, Jesus also instructs His disciples here to love. This is not an easy love, a love of someone who loves them or whom they look up to. Jesus challenges them to love their enemies and pray for those who persecute them. Jesus invites us to get involved in life. God has forgiven us, saved us, and blessed us with a relationship with Him so that we can immerse ourselves in life and the lives of others as He did in the person of Jesus Christ. Saints who make an impact are those who see something that needs to be changed and decide that they are the ones to change it. They are the ones who are aware of the unloved and take it upon themselves to love. Now, Jesus died for you and for me for a purpose. The Holy Spirit touches our lives for a reason. God wants us not only to be saints, but notable saints. People who live and do the gospel that we're given this day and each day. Because when we do that, we give glory to God and point to God. So, be notable, saints. Amen.
For all the saints,
and our hope for years to come. We give you thanks for all your faithful people who have followed the light of your word throughout the centuries into our time and place. On this All Saints Day, we especially remember the following saints who have received Christian burial this past year, both members and friends of Christ Lutheran. Franklin Peterson, Duane Bird, Karen Zimmerman, Michael Havlin, Donald Isaac, Glenn Zini, Maxine Cole, Marlon Overby, Marjorie Guston, Maxine Larson, Ellen McCaskey, Sandra Neverdahl, Anna Miller, and Donald Herman. As we remember these people and others who are dear to us, strengthen us to follow Christ through this world until we are carried into the harvest of eternal life, where we will join those saints in light, and suffering and death will be no more. Hear our prayers in the name of the good and gracious Shepherd, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Decisions, those who are lonely, and all who are in need.
Especially today we remember Andy, Josie, Patrick, Randy and Pam, Heidi, Sue, Patty, Kathy, Jonelle, Ernest, Lexan, Jim, Norm and Helen, Sharon, Kevin, Grace, Levi, Sharon, Sean, Libby, Tracy, Leo, Sam, Kathy, and Mary, and all those whom we name in our hearts. Hear us, O God. We give you thanks for your promise to be with those who serve in the military and their families, and all our members and friends who reside in health care facilities or who are confined to their homes. Let them always know of your continuing presence. Hear us, O God. For those who are experiencing the disaster of fire, our brothers and sisters in California and other places who are touched by disasters or displaced, we pray that you grant them hope. Hear us, O God. Merciful God, you redeem your people, and you seal us with the promise of your Holy Spirit. Guide the newly baptized as they embrace their new identity as holy children of God. Hear us, O God. We give thanks for all the saints who have gone before us. Through their faithful witness, we continue to set our hope on Christ Jesus. Hear us, O God. Rejoicing in hope, we lift our prayers to you, most gracious Lord, trusting that you have received them in your care. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you. And share that peace with one another. The bread we break and the wine we pour come from you. Help us to eat and drink with thanksgiving. Fill us with the love you have for us and for others as we receive Jesus in this meal. Make us to be as Jesus in the world. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks to the Lord.
Blessed are you, O God, for you made the earth and all that is, and declared it good. Blessed are you, for in Christ you entered into creation, into our humanity, into our vulnerability, into our mortality. You stayed with us through conflict, through suffering, through death. Blessed are you for raising Jesus from the dead, in him promising new life to us all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it for all to eat, saying, "This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May be seated. Our Lord Jesus is the host that invites us to come and to come. The table is set for you.
One more.
Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Thank you.
our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Go now in peace.
Holy Jerusalem, we say, you gathered and fed us like the multitudes on the hillside, and we are full of your life, we say. With this food, give us strength to live, and to live fully, we say. We love one another like a family, and we trust you to serve the world until we meet again. And we say, in the name of Jesus Christ, who feeds the world. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our sending song, send forth thy God.